bargains. Thief! Thief! Where's the gun? Where's the bargain? Vanish, it has! Curse the bargain! We hate it! We hate it! We hate it!
I'm not a thief, whatever he said.
I've never called you one. And I'm not one either. I'm not trying to rob you, but to help you.
I'm sorry, but I felt so strange. You see, the ring has been growing on my mind lately. I'm always wanting to put it on and disappear, or wondering if it's safe and pulling it out to make sure. Sometimes I felt it was like an eye looking at me.
Then go away and leave it behind. Stop possessing it. Give it to Frodo, and I will look after him.
All right, I will. After all, that's what this party business was all about, really. To give away lots of presents and somehow make it easier to give it away at the same time. It hasn't made it any easier in the end, but it would be a pity to spoil the joke. Very well, the ring goes to Frodo with all the rest. And now I really must be starting, or somebody else will catch me.
Bilbo?
Yes?
You still have the ring in your pocket.
What? Well, bless my soul, so I have. It's still in the envelope with my will. You better take it and deliver it for me.
No. No. No, don't give the ring to me. Put it on the mantelpiece. It'll be safe enough there till Frodo comes. I shall wait for him.
All right, if you say so. There. Well, that's that then. And now I'm off. Oh, what fun. Goodbye, dear Gandalf.
Goodbye for the present, Bilbo. Take care of yourself.
Don't worry about me. I'm as happy now as I've ever been. Goodbye.
The road goes ever on and on, down from the door where it began. Now far ahead the road has gone, and I must follow if I can.
Goodbye, my dear Bilbo, until our next meeting.
Until it joins some larger way, where many paths and errands meet, and whither then I cannot say.
Is he gone?
Yes, he's gone at last.
Oh, dear, I wish... I mean, well, I hoped until this evening that it was only a joke, but I knew in my heart that he really meant to go. He always used to joke about serious things. I wish I'd come back sooner, just to see him off.
I really think he preferred slipping off quietly in the end.
Yes.
Don't be too troubled. He'll be all right now. He left a packet for you. There it is. You'll find his will and all the other documents in there, and I fancy you'll also find a golden ring.
The ring? Oh, has he left me that? I wonder why. Still, it may be useful.
It may, and it may not. You must be careful of that ring. I should not make use of it if I were you. Keep it safe and keep it secret.
Why?
What do you know already?
Well, only what Bilbo told me.
But what did he tell you, I wonder?
He told me the truth. Not that old story about it having been a present.
Yes, it was odd that he should have invented that. But odd things happen to people who have such treasures, if they use them. Let it be a warning to you to be very careful with it. It may have other powers than just making you vanish when you wish to.
I don't understand.
No. Neither do I. I've merely begun to wonder about the ring.
You're being very mysterious. What are you afraid of?
I'm not certain. So I'll say no more. I may be able to tell you something when I come back.
Come back? You're going away too?
Yes, and I must go at once.
At once? But why? I thought you were staying on for at least a week.
I intended to, but I've had to change my mind.
Well, how long will you be gone?
It may be for some while, Frodo, but I'll come and see you again as soon as I can. Look out for me, especially at unlikely times. So take care of yourself. And remember what I said about the ring. Keep it safe and keep it secret. Goodbye.
Goodbye, Gandalf.
Keep it safe and keep it secret.
17 years passed, and Frodo all but forgot the ring. But the Dark Lord Sauron had not forgotten it. And learning from Gollum that a ring of power had been found by Baggins of the Shire, bent his mind to find it again.
Riders of Mordor, the Lord Sauron commands, seek for the Shire. Find Baggins.
The 9 black riders galloped out of Mordor to begin their quest. While in the Shire, Frodo was oblivious to the interest being shown in the name of Baggins.
Ho, 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 to the bottle I go, to heal my heart and drown my woe. Good health, Bilbo, wherever you are. Gandalf!
Hello, Frodo. All well, eh?
All well. Though I've missed seeing my friend Gandalf. Come in.
Thank you, Frodo. Well, you look the same as ever.
So do you. Or as far as I can remember.
Yes. It's been too long.
I thought you'd abandoned the Shire forever. But I expect you've had more important people to visit than hobbits.
Important, yes, but not necessarily more important. In fact, my visit now is of the utmost importance.
I'm sorry, Gandalf, I don't understand.
The ring, Frodo. Bilbo's ring. It's dangerous. Far more dangerous than even I had guessed. But such matters are best left until daylight. We'll talk about it in the morning.
All right.
That was an excellent breakfast, Frodo.
Good. Now. How about a pipe before we talk?
Oh, splendid. I once told Bilbo, the one thing I miss about the Shire when I'm not there, apart, of course, from having breakfast with an agreeable hobbit, is its pipeweed.
Well, now, which would you like? Longbottom Leaf or Old Toby? or Southern Star?
I used to smoke Old Toby with Bilbo, so let it be that.
Right. Help yourself.
Thank you, Frodo. Sam's at work early, I see.
Yes. He's a great fellow, Sam. He manages the garden by himself now. Gaffer's getting on. Now, Gandalf, last night you began to tell me that you thought the ring was dangerous. If it is, then I must know in what way.
Mm-hmm. In many ways. It's far more powerful than I ever dared to suppose. So powerful that in the end it would utterly overcome anyone of mortal race who possessed it. It would possess him.
How do you mean, possess him?
A mortal, Frodo, who keeps one of the rings of power, does not die. He doesn't grow or obtain more life. He merely continues until at last every minute is weariness. And if he often uses the ring to make himself invisible, he fades. He becomes, in the end, permanently invisible and walks in twilight under the eye of the dark power that rules the rings.
How terrifying. And Bilbo, how much did Bilbo know about all this?
Very little, I'm sure. It seemed to him that something was wrong or odd, but he thought it was himself. He said he felt stretched, but he didn't suspect that the ring was to blame for the fact that he showed no signs of age. But it was an indication that the ring was getting control.
But there wasn't any permanent harm done, was there? He would get all right in time, wouldn't he?
I don't think you need worry about Bilbo. Of course, he possessed the ring for many years and used it and lied to others about how he came by it, so it may take a long while for the influence to wear off. But the important thing is, he gave it up in the end of his own accord. No, once he'd let the thing go, I wasn't troubled about dear Bilbo anymore. No, it's for you that I feel responsible.
Me?
Yes. You and all these charming, absurd, helpless hobbits. It would be a grievous blow if all the jolly, stupid Bolgers, Boffins and Bagginses became enslaved.
But what?
You don't know the real peril yet. But you shall. Give me the ring for a moment.
Well, there.
I spoke of there being rings of power, for there were many. Some more potent and some less. They were forged by the elven smiths long ago. The lesser rings were only essays in the craft, but the great rings, they were perilous.
Is this one of them?
No. The great rings had each a gemstone. This ring, you see, is quite plain and unadorned.
But then is it one of what you call the lesser rings?
No, I think not. Frodo, can you see any markings on it at all?
No.
Well then, let's see what a little fire will reveal.
Gandalf, my ring! It will be damaged!
Wait.
But Gandalf, the fire!
Wait. Now, let's look at the ring. Take it, Frodo.
Go on.
It's quite cool. Take it. Now, hold it up and look closely. Well, what do you see?
There are fiery letters. Outside and inside. But I cannot read them.
No, but I can. The letters are elvish. But the language is that of Mordor.
Ash nas krakatuluk, ah bosum ishi krimpatul.